How do you go about kind of slowing Sammy down? Since he's come back, he's kind of put up a lot of numbers.
He's a tough player, so it's going to be a tough matchup. You know, I feel like I'm saying the same thing every week about at least a couple of receivers on the other team, but, you know, he falls into that boat again. You know, another big, fast receiver, good hands, makes plays down the field, makes plays catching and running with it. So total defense awareness, just where he's at and trying to compete against him.
The communication that you guys have kind of worked in that defensive backfield, how does it work against certain guys, like say a Sammy Watkins, who can run after the catch a little bit more than some guys who are more possession receivers?
The guys that can, you know, really run, we talk about as a defense, just tackling. You know, obviously it's not going to come down to always just one guy. You know, we play so many different defenses. It could be any guy, you know, in that situation where we just got to be able to make some open field tackles and, you know, then try to get as many guys over there. So when we can gang tackle them, we're getting as many hats to the ball.
Rex talked this morning about being obsessed with the Patriots, and he said, "I'm obsessed because I want what they have. I want the division titles. I want a Lombardi trophy." Can you feel, and I think we saw to a certain degree their energy, and maybe they exerted themselves a little too much in that game in week two, but can you feel that when you play Rex's teams, that there's a little extra, they're a little extra amped up for you guys?
I don't know. I feel like everybody we play, feel like it's a big game, especially, you know, you talk about Buffalo, New York, and Miami, division games, you know, to me they're all intense, and, you know, everyone's trying to beat each other in this division. You know, it's never an easy game. So, obviously, I think, you know, the teams he coaches gets a little more hype from everyone else, but I think every team we play are ready to go.
If you had to pick one spot that they've gotten better offensively since week two, what would it be?
I just think they're playing better football. You know, I think just like us, you know, you look at us in week two and look at us now, they're just playing overall better football. You know, I think they got guys a little more healthier. You know, LeSean McCoy was battling injury, but, you know, I think they've really got him and Williams going where you don't know which one's going to be in the game, whether it's passing, running. They both do, you know, both of those things well. So they're really getting, I think, all the weapons involved, you know, with Clay, Watkins, and then the running backs.
Does Tyrod look better in the pocket these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, he's still doing it all, though. You know, you'll talk about keeping him in the pocket, but somehow – you know, he finds ways to escape and make big plays. So I think he's making a ton of plays for him, whether it be throwing the ball downfield or, you know, he has some plays where it's third and 20-something, and, you know, he takes off and he gets 30 yards in the first down. So, you know, and I think same thing with him. The more he's played, the better he's gotten out there. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us Monday.
Devin, it seems like, but if any team is going against a mobile quarterback, the Patriots, the success you guys have, what is it about the way your front seven is playing right now that they're able to keep a quarterback like Tyrod Taylor in the pocket?
I think they're doing a good job just feeding off each other. They know where each other's at, you know, different things we talk about in the game plan. They're going out there and executing it. But, you know, what we've done so far won't matter, you know, if Taylor comes out and runs all over us. But I think, you know, they've done a great job just executing whatever game plan we come up with for the quarterbacks we've played.
You, on the other side, you go against this Patriots offense in practice. Does it ever amaze you the way that they're able to plug guys in and just keep moving?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously I think it starts with Tom, you know, being the leader over there and, you know, expecting, you know, nothing other than greatness from all those guys that step on the field. And I think, you know, it shows a lot for the guys that are not out there playing. Then they get opportunity. You know, you guys don't always get to see, but guys are working so hard in practice so that when they do get the opportunity, they're ready to go. And, you know, I think that's everywhere on this team, offense, defense, special teams. We got guys that are eager to get out there and help. So, you know, it sucks that injuries happen, but it creates opportunities for other guys.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, we don't know if this game will go exactly like that game. But, you know, we've watched that game and we just didn't do some things that we did earlier in the game. We didn't execute at a high level towards the end. And I think, you know, they did. You know, they did some things that they probably want to do coming into the game and they got it done. So, you know, that's why coming in this game, they definitely won't lack confidence coming in here, you know, thinking they can't do things. They did a lot of things in that second half of that game, particularly in the fourth quarter. So I think they'll be ready to go, and it'll be a tough matchup.
I know you kind of look at it in totality, but is there – do you want to harp on good more because you know it worked, or do you want to look at the fourth quarter and say you don't want to do that?
For us, I mean, we watch it kind of like any other game. You know, it's, you know, this is what they did well in this situation. Obviously, it's us, so this is what we didn't do well. But it's the same thing, you know, we turn on the Miami film or the Jets film against Buffalo. You know, this is what they did well. This is what Miami or New York did well. So, you know, this is what we want to do in this game, not the other thing. So it's just really taking, I think, all the film in and digesting it, not just, you know, harping too much on that one game, because this game could be totally different from that.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.